We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Nun Amud Beis. We are starting smack in the middle of Nun Amud Beis. To find it, the first word on the line is Irna Dachas Veskila. At the end of that line, it's near Tosfos Tamalim Abaskayin, a little lower down than our Tosfos. The first words on the line is Irna Dachas, and we end of that line. Margle Pumud Rabbi Yechanan. Yechanan used to say, which Rashi explains that he used to say this memra, it's not a Braisa or a Mishnah. But the truth is that they ask, it's really a Tesefta. But he used to say over this halacha, Naira Marasa Bas Koyin Shazinsa Beskila. That according to the Chachamim, a Naira Marasa, who's a Bas Koyin, Shemizana, she gets Skila, just like a Bas Yisrael. Nothing changes, even though she's a Bas Koyin, because Rabbanon holds Skila is the most chamor. Why would you get downgraded for being a Bas Koyin? Rabbi Shimon Oimer B'Sreifa. Rabbi Shimon says Sreifa is the worst. So you will get upgraded to Shreifa. That's what Rav Shimon says with Shreifa. Zinza me'avia b'skila. If she's mezana with her father, she gets skila. If she's a Naira Marasa. Usually, someone's mezana with her father gets Shreifa. But if she's a Naira Marasa, why should she get downgraded? Even though she's mezana with her father, but she's Naira Marasa. So she'll get skila. Rav Shimon Oimer b'Shreifa. Again, Shreifa is an upgrade, so you get Shreifa. That's what he said over. These halachas, which is pretty straightforward. My kamash v'lon. What's the chiddush? L'rabbanon nesua. You see from here, the kamash like this. L'rabbanon, this din of bas ish koyin kisech liznois as aviyah mechaleles ba'ish tisarev is dafka nesua. My kamash l'rabbanon nesua yaitza l'sreif of aloya rusa. Not rusa, because arusa is getting skila. There's no reason to be downgraded. L'rab shimin, you see, echas arusa v'achasua yaitza l'sreif of time am I. What is the bi'ar machlekes rabbanon ram shimin? Like we spoke out, you see a case of Zinsum Avia, where she did really two Averis now. First was Mizana, and second was Mizana with her father. But we give her the Mohammer, which is Skila, according to which there are two Averis, the Skila, you give her like a Fira Bonon, you give her Skila. According to the Rav Shimon, the Mohammer is Sreifa, you give her Sreifa. So the Mashal speaks out that this is what the Nafkamina in the levels of punishments is when you do this, we have two of them, which one you get? But the Mashal speaks out, in the Mishnah, you could have said another Nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, if you have two people, one guy's Chayiv Sreif, one guy's Skila, and they got mixed up. They're both Chayiv Misbez, we forgot which one's which. So there, you'll give the one the Kal. You give the Kal to both of them, you can't give them the Chomer. That's where you have to know which one's Chomer. But here, is a Nafkamina, which you can't say is mixed up. It's in one person. So here you have to say, in one person, which one do you get? These are the Chomer Shabbat. It means there's two Nafkaminas, really, in what's more Chomer or not. There could be two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is, if one person is chayav for two averis, which one should you give him? You give him the chomer shavai. And there's another afkamina. Sometimes you give the kal. You give the kal. When is that? When there's two people, and they get mixed up. That's my shogar speaks that out here. It's really gay. Something to speak out in the Mishnah.
The case here.
Yeah. That's not mixing up. That's one person. It's one person. One two averis.
It's one person, two averis with the same punishment.
Two punishments.
Why two punishments?
Because according to the Rabbanon, a nairam rasa gets skila. And someone's mezana with his father gets Sreifa. So Lachas gets Skila. No, Naira Marasa, yeah, it was. But you really did two things wrong. And the Isser of being mezana with a father gets Sreifa. And the Isser of being mezana as Naira Marasa gets Skila. So which did she get, Sreifa or Skila? Dr. Rabbani get the Mohammed, but you get Skila. If you're Rav Shimon, you actually get the Sreifa. Even if she's not a Bas Koyin, she gets Sreifa here. So Mike Mashal, Rabbana Nesua Yetzis. Now, this Mike Mashal, Rabbana Nesua Yetzis Sreifa is going on. A pasuk of Bas Koyin, a Bas Koyin Nesua Yotzei Sreifa v'loy Arusa. The Rav Shimon Achas Arusa v'Achasu Yotzei Sreifa talking about Bas Koyin. But Tanya, what's the reason? Shne Rabbanon Skila Chamura. The Rav Shimon Sreifa Chamura. Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina? Like we just said, he says Chayiv Shtei Mishes Bezdin Nidim B'Chamura. He gets the Mohammed to go on. Now, my Rav Shimon, we understand the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon obviously say the pasuk of Bas Koyin Kisech Liznois is Aviyah Mechaleles Bishishar. It's talking about Dafka on a Suah because it's talking about a Naira Marasa. Why would you get downgraded? So we're not talking about a Suah. What's found in Rav Shimon? How did Rav Shimon know it's talking about a Rusa and a Suah? My Rav Shimon. So you could have said the reason is because it's a Stam pasuk, which is really the starting point. My Rav Shimon. Time with the Rabbis. Rav Shimon Oimer Shnei Klalois Nemru Bebas Koyin. There are two klalos that were said by Bas Koyin. Because two klalos are, what do they mean, two klalos? It means there are two parashas in the Torah, Arusa and Asua. There's a parasha of Eishes Ish that you get, Moishumas Anoyef and Efes, which is talked about in Asua, it says you get Chenek. And then there's a pasuk of Nairam Rasa get Skila. So the Rav Shimon says both klalos are said by Bas Koyin. Figure Bas Koyin, Vlei Bas Shol, Ema Af Bas Koyin. So he says the starting point is that first of all, that we have two parshas in the Torah, Arus and Asua, and that's talking about Sai Bas Koyin, Sai Bas Yisrael. Everyone. So everyone. That's the klalos. Ema Af Bas Koyin. Vahoytze HaKosov Nesua Mechlal Nesua Va'arusa Mechlal Arusa. And the pasuk was Moitzi Nesua Mechlal Nesua Va'arusa Mechlal Arusa. Ma k'shoyitze kosov nesua mechlal arusa lahachmer. Af k'shoyitze kosov arusa mechlal arusa lahachmer. So he's saying like this. Step number one is that he says that the, when the Torah says a bas ish koyin k'sech lizis gets sreifa, so we might see nesua mechlal nesua and arusa mechlal arusa. It says instead of chenek by nesua you get sreifa, and instead of arusa getting skill you get sreifa. And then he adds on, and so you see from here that Sreifa must be Ruchamer. His starting point is that a Bas Ish Koyin Kisech Liznois sounds like talking about everything. It doesn't say Dafka, a Nesua says everything. You get Sreifa. Oh, you get Sreifa. So just like by Nesua, we get upgraded by a Bas Koyin, so by Arus was getting upgraded. It must be Sreifa is Ruchamer. It's all part of Shimon Shita. Makash Haitzi Akasim Nesua B'chal Nesua L'Hachmer is making Chumra. Af k'shoyitze kosov arusa chal arusa is lahachmer, and the marshal really is bothered by like what he needs this for. What are we trying to say that it's more chamer? Like what's it adding on? Say this is Rav Chaim Milsa. This part not really needed. This part for the whole drasha over here. He says once we know that we're changing. The arusa from skila to sreifa, we know it's mochamer. Don't make a whole hekesh. Just say simple. If we're taking arusa from skila to sreifa, obviously we're not downgrading, we're upgrading. You don't have to make a whole like limud. The mashal says like Rav Chaim Milsa that it's just like an added lashon that says like this. Okay. Now weiter in the brisa. So that's Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon Shita clearly is that say arusa, say nesua, bas koyin gets sreifa. Now, zoyme me nesua bas koyin, bechlal zoyme nesua bas Yisrael, which means someone who tried said that there was a married lady, she was a bas koyin, she was a mezana. So the halacha is that we don't give her. The halacha is you don't give the zoyme, and it becomes zoyme im zoyme. You don't give the im zoyme sreifa. You don't give them because they're miyat in the pasuk. So nesua zayme nesua bas koyin bechlal zayme nesua bas yisrael. It's the same halacha. It's bechlal the din of edim zaymim who said edis on nesua bas yisrael, which is what they get chenek. Vezayme arusa bas koyin bechlal zayme arusa bas yisrael, which means they get skila. And the reason is it says he be'esh tisarif, he is coming to be ma'it v'loy bayala, not the one who's mezana with her, v'loy zaymeha, and not her zaymim. So therefore, the whole din of Sreifa, which according to Rav Shimon, by the way, is the most chumer, is only for the Bas Koyin herself, and not for her Zoymimim, and not for the Bayala. And here's the gay, what we're saying here, it's for Zoymim, Sai Zoymim of a Bas Koyin, a Mizana by Nesua, Sai Zoymim that was by Arusa, the Zoymim always do not get her Oynish, it gets the Oynish of a regular Bas Yisrael. Tanu Rabbanan. We'll invite there and explaining the psukim when it comes to Bas Koyin. We'll explain this by Rikas now. Torah Rabbanan, a Bas Ish Koyin Kiseich Eliznoi. So the whole pasuk says, you have a Bas Ish Koyin Kiseich Eliznoi, she's Mezana, Esaviyah, Mechalelas, Ba'ish Yisharif. And we dash like this. Maybe Bas Ish Koyin Kiseich means she's Mechal Shabbos. Maybe usually Mechal Shabbos gets Skila. Maybe a Bas Koyin who's Mechal Shabbos gets Sreifa. Bas Ish Koyin Kiteich El Yochal Filo Chilas Shabbos. There'll be a havmina because she's a koyin, she gets something more chomer, and she gets, when she's Michal Shabbos, she'll get shreifa instead of skila. So obviously it sounds like Rabbi Shimon, which tomorrow will speak out. But maybe she should get shreifa by Michal Shabbos. No, so the Mara says, the pasuk says, liznois, dafka, this din of shreifa is dafka for someone who's mezana. Yochal fil penuya, maybe if you're talking about znus already, maybe even a penuya, someone who's single and she's mezana with someone at kedusha, maybe she'll get sreifa. Yochal fil penuya, nemekan avia. It says over here in the pasuk avia, it's avia mechalelas nema halon, and it says in the pasuk of nayim rasa avia mal halon znus im zikas baal. Just because there's znus with some kind of zikas baal, some kind of kedusha, some kind of marriage, afkan znus im zikas baal, and not a penuya. Oy ena imer. Avia, maybe it said Avia for a different reason, not to say this Gzeres Shaveh. It wasn't extra for Gzeres Shaveh, it's something else. Elo Hitzias Kol Adam. Maybe it means, Avia Mechalas means, that the only time Mechayev Shreif is when the Bas Kainz was not aware of her father. When it says that it's Avia Mechaleles, it's Mashma, she is being Mechal her father. And if she's Mezana with her father, so her father Mechal himself. Have a Kaodom, Havoi, Kaodom, Omer. Some changes to Hare, Kaodom, Omer. We're talking about every person that she's Mezana with who has a Zika Sabal, she will get Sreifa. Man, we came Avia, now we can't Avia, now Avia, Malahan Zinosim, Zika Sabal, Avkan, Zinosim, Zika Sabal. So, afraid to Gemara, if you're making this Gzeres Shava, Imala Halon Naira Viarusa, Afkan Naira Viarusa, maybe the only time you say that you get Srefa, it's a Gzeres Shava, Via Via, only if it's a Naira and Arusa. But maybe a Naira Vinesua, or a Begeres, which is older than 12 and a half, Via Arusa, or a Begeres Vinesua, all these three type of cases, Afil Skinim, which is older, Menayin, how do you know you get Srefa? Tamaloymar, Ubas koin, the extra vav. Ubas koin. Mekal makoin. In every case. And we're going to Rabbi Kiva, Udash is the extra vav. Ubas koin. And that teaches us that every single case of a bas koin will get Sreifa. Then we darshan, bas koin, ainli elo. Maybe a bas koin means she's married to a koin. Every part of his brides have to explain the Gemara. Why would you think a bas koin has to be married to a koin? Bas koin, ainli elo, she's the koin. Maybe only if she's married to a koin, she's called a bas koin. On top of that, no nam alaf amr alaf. Elish is a coin. Nisa Levi Yisrael. If she's married to Levi Yisrael, Ulei Bechavim, Lechol Lamamzer, Lenasin. So if she's married to Levi or Yisrael, or it says in our Gemara, or a Goy, Lechol is married to Chol, Mamzer Nasin, Menai. Now, Rashi speaks out that a Chayv Elavin is Tvisis, you have Tvisis Kedushin. Obviously, you have to, in order to have this parish of Znos, you have to be Tvisis Kedushin. So Chol, Mamzer Nasin is all Pasha, it's only Chayv Elavin, so it's not a problem. And the chol is not even chayv lavin, so it's no problem to have a din of the tefisas kedushin. The only problem is, what's a guy doing here? A guy is issa of leis chatin by his alav, but also it's not tefisas kedushin. So it's a big shot on the girsas. A lot of rishonim changed the girsa to kusi, which is not a guy, and that's a tumul by itself. But in any case, maybe bas ish koyin is only married to koyin. How do you know if she's not married to koyin? She's married to Levi Yisrael and everything else. How do you know there's a chias reifa? Tamaloyma bas ish koin, the X word ish. Av bish ain't a kahenes. If she's a bas ish koin, even though she's not a kahenes, which means she's not married to a koin, the halacha is she gets sreifa. Now it says he bisreifa, ve'ein boyala bisreifa. The one who's not with her does not get sreifa. He bisreifa, ve'ein zoymea bisreifa. Someone who's aidim zoym does not get sreifa. Like we spoke out before, there's a miyat on that. And finally, the end of the brayse ends up for Rabbi Leaz's shita, which is also cryptic. Rabbi Leaz oimer es avia bisreifa. The father with Sreifa. You have to know what this means again. We have no idea what the Taich is. The bottom is Ahmed. We'll explain the Taich. So we went through a Braisa with a bunch of different points. Like, for example, we had maybe it's Chil Shabbos. So we said, no, it's Daf Lizdas. Then we said, maybe it's a Pnuya. We said, no, we have Gzer Shabbos Zikas Abal. Then we said, maybe it's a Via Dafko. We said, Himichalelis. Then we said, how do we know that if it's not a Naira and a Arusa, how do we know? We said, extra Vav. Then we said, how do you know it has to be married to a Kayin? We said, because Ish. And then we said, he betrayed for then we have a Lezer Shito. Every part of his Brysa has to be explained. Tomorrow's Shia, tomorrow's onward, we will explain every part of his Brysa.